We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning Saturday, January 29th, 2005, this is the Rain Report. If you're hearing this program on any website other than rainreport.com, please drop a note to hap@rainreport.com. That's hap@rainreport.com. If you missed last week's program featuring stepper antennas, that interview will remain on rainreport.com until we post the next program next weekend. This week, the Rain Report embarks on an alternative to the hardwire telephone. It's voice over internet protocol, a technology that literally allows one computer, even a slow one like HAPS, to act as a conduit for speaking with folks around the world at little or no cost. Rain founder producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, speaks with Rory Norton, ZS2BL, chairman of the Port Elizabeth Amateur Radio Society, based in Port Elizabeth, on South Africa's southeast coast. Rory begins with his observations as to the current state of ham radio in South Africa.
It would appear that we are following a very similar trend to what's happening in the United States and many other first world countries. We have questionably about 6,000 ham licenses issued in South Africa, and there are probably about 2,000 active/semi-active radio amateurs in South Africa at the moment. We have a lot of guys that have been licensed over the years and don't seem to participate in the hobby. A particular problem here is that the amateur population is becoming rather aged. We're finding it very difficult to attract younger people to amateur radio.
And why do you think that is?
That's a difficult question. We've debated it at length. We've looked at debates going on the internet from elsewhere in the world. The consensus, if one can be achieved, is that ham radio is now competing with a great many other technologies, cellular telephones, the internet. But I think the biggest problem facing us is that we don't have the ability at this stage to market ourselves to any big degree. I think it's a marketing problem rather than an unsurmountable problem.
Are you having any better luck recruiting women or folks with disabilities there in South Africa?
There are very few active women and very few active folk with disabilities. I don't believe there's been a specific drive to promote ham radio into those quarters. Where we have found women coming into the hobby, they seem to have disappeared very quickly afterwards. I think it's a matter of numbers. If there were more women, they'd be attracted to the hobby. But when they get their license and find that it's only guys talking about antennas, they find more interesting things to do with their spare time.
Just like stateside, what is the population of Port Elizabeth?
The population of Port Elizabeth is about 1.5 million. But of that 1.5 million, there are probably only about 300,000 economically active people in the area. I would say of your working age population, less than 1 in 2 people are employed. And those that are employed, a big percentage of them are earning literally just over the bread line.
You are part of a repeater system that is linked together. Tell me about that system and how is it linked together?
We have the UHF backbone, which covers literally from Cape Town on the west coast of South Africa to Port Elizabeth, which is about 800 kilometers to the east of Cape Town, through to East London, which is about 200 kilometers further to the east from us. And we then go northwards up as far as a city called Bloemfontein, which, as the crow flies, is about 700 kilometers away. So we cover a very broad area, a total of, I would guesstimate, about 12 repeaters. We can switch repeaters in and out of the link using DTMF. So as required, guys can switch in, or if they want to sit and chat locally without broadcasting to the rest of our part of the world, they are able to use DTMF and switch it out and make it a standalone repeater.
Any idea how many folks are listening when you run Rain and your other local programming there in South Africa?
Yep, it varies a lot, but typically we have a listenership anywhere between 50 and 100 amateurs that call in, and probably a fair number of others that become the silent majority and simply listen without participating.
Rory, tell me about the state of internet connectivity in Southeast South Africa today.
Yep, the situation with internet is that we have the best facilities in the world, but at a price. We have DSL, ADSL, etc., wireless connectivity, but exceedingly expensive. ADSL would cost you about $150 a month to connect, and you'd be capped at 3 gigabytes. I'm using a regular dial-up service, which, as I think in most parts of the world, is pretty slow. I'm connecting right now at hyperspeed, about 40 kilobytes per second. Telephone calls, of course, over here, local calls are pretty expensive. Fortunately, the weekend cost of coming online is a heck of a lot cheaper. It costs about $1 a day to connect into our service provider over the weekend. To do the same thing during the week would be absolutely impossible for the average man in the street.
You do have state-of-the-art technology if you have the bucks to buy it.
Yes, that certainly is the one thing that sets South Africa aside from the rest of the world. I know that the telephone connectivity in South Africa as a total exceeds the total connectivity for the rest of Africa. So, yes, we've got a very strange mix between first and third world in this country.
Where the rub comes for you is the size of the pipe from your area to the States. Is that right?
That is correct. Although we have fairly decent bandwidth available within South Africa, because we have only one telecoms service provider at the moment, they tend to go on the cheap when it comes to their buying and paying for the connection to the rest of the world. That is a big, big problem.
I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP, speaking today with Rory Norton, ZS2BL, in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, using VoIP technology on the internet. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You are listening to the Rain Report from www.rainreport.com.
Rory, tell me about you. How did you get into amateur radio and when?
I've been a licensed radio amateur since 1976. That's the year that I turned 16 and was able to sit for the radio amateurs examination. Prior to that, I was a keen shortwave listener. I think many folks from that era found their way into ham radio thanks to shortwave listening. And of course, in the late 60s, early 70s, one could tune around on shortwave and hear ham radio activity using AM. And I think that's a connection that we don't have with the public nowadays that existed back then.
What do you do professionally today?
I've had a very varied career. At the moment, I run a small business which is involved in the distribution of security equipment, burglar alarm control panels, automatic gate and garage door motors, closed circuit television, intercoms, etc.
For those who are thinking, gosh, I've got to have broadband, DSL, cable, what have you, to use VoIP technology on the internet, you obviously are not with your dial-up modem. Tell my listeners more about what you're using for a computer and your microphone.
The computer on the side is a Pentium 3 running at, I think it's 850 megahertz. Just the standard onboard sound card, using a set of hi-fi headphones switched to mono to be able to hear your side of the conversation. And as a quick makeshift last week for the purpose of this interview, never having used VoIP before, I just took a small little lapel microphone that was lying around, and I've got that plugged into the back of the sound card, and I'm holding it in my hand. So it's that simple. I think the one thing that needs to be stressed is that the amateur radio type of VoIP requires far less resource than a lot of the other VoIP. I would think that it's been geared towards purely voice communications rather than high fidelity and guys playing music to each other, etc.
Of course, we are using the internet today, using voice over internet protocol technology. What is the thought of the hams in your area? What is their view of amateur radio using the internet for communication as opposed to over the air?
Once again, it's very, very much a 50-50 opinion. Some guys are dead against it, particularly among the older amateurs who are not computer literate. There seems to be that reluctance to learn new technology. Among the younger guys who are already using computers for digital modes on VHF, etc., they seem to be far more accepting. The one big advantage that we've seen with VOIP and ham radio in this country is that we have a lot of expatriate South Africans who've been scattered around the world in the last 12-13 years, and amongst those are a fair number of guys who are radio amateur operators, and we've actually heard them linking into local repeaters using the various software packages available and being able to make contact with home, and that side of it I think is terrific.
Probably using Echolink and IRLP, the Internet Radio Linking Project, I would imagine.
Echolink for the hooking into repeaters. We have a temporary connection that somebody provides in the evenings and sometimes over the weekend on our 2-meter repeater network. If I understand correctly, the IRLP side of it is more for connecting repeaters, for repeater-to-repeater communication. That I've not had any personal experience of yet.
And in case the listeners are wondering how I even discovered Rory, he sent a note to me via email to HAP, that's H-A-P, HAP at RainReport, one word, .com, asking a couple questions about Rain, and I thought, gee, let's have him install some VOIP software in his computer, and he did so, and like you said, found a little lapel microphone, and even with his telephone dial-up, you can hear that the audio is pretty darn good. I've been speaking today with Rory Norton, ZS2BL, the chairman of the Port Elizabeth Amateur Radio Society on the southeast coast of South Africa, and we've been communicating via the internet using Voice over Internet Protocol, or VOIP, technology. As Alan Pitt, W1AGP, the public relations guru of the American Radio Relay League, says, an amateur radio is simply people communicating with people, regardless of the mode. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP, in Chicago.
The Rain Report is copyright 2005. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder, producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP, bidding you all 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.